نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the sermon number 168 of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains how the leader of a government, of an Islamic government, is supposed to be one who can guide the people in trials and tribulations. He can show them the way in the darkness of all those difficulties, where confusion engulfs the eyes and the hearts and the minds of the people, such that they cannot decipher and recognize the truth. So Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is kind of explaining the people what their duty is supposed to be in such situations. This sermon number 168 was given by Imam Ali alayhi salam when the fire of war of Siffin had been ignited, and therefore Imam Ali alayhi salam was now coming to explain the reasons behind this and to show them the way forward.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, as I mentioned, that this particular sermon number 168, is where Imam Ali alayhi salam is showing the way to the people, guiding them in the darkness of confusion, because the war of Siffin was a very difficult war. It was a war against Muawiyah, and the thinking of Muawiyah, the ideology that Muawiyah was presenting, that very ideology where Muawiyah was basically a demigod. His view, his command was God's command. His view was the divine view. That was what he was trying to portray amongst the people, while Muawiyah didn't have such an authority from God, as we mentioned in the previous discussions. For now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he wanted to enter into this sermon, before explaining about the whole issue of Siffin, and their duty, he first talks about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He reminds them that you are the people that have accepted the prophethood and the messengerhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he was trying to tell them that one who has accepted the prophethood of the Prophet, he has actually made a covenant or a pact with God, that firstly, he will believe with his heart what the Prophet has brought, number one. Number two is that he is always going to tread the path that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will tread upon. He will follow step by step the ups and downs that will occur, and he will make sure that he is steadfast. This is basically to accept the messengerhood of the Prophet, of the Messenger. It is not just to accept with the tongue and to attest about the prophethood of the Prophet. Rather, in those difficult situations whereby the Prophet is supposed to sacrifice, you be also part of that sacrifice.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he started the sermon, the reason why he reminded them about the Prophet and their acceptance of that is because when a person believes in a messenger and accepts him to be the messenger of God, then it brings responsibility. And that responsibility is what people did not want to perform. Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to tell them that, yes, right now it is difficult. There are a group of Muslims who are deviant, who have deviated from the path of truth, and they do not want to accept the truth adamantly, and now it is a time to fight. Because, as you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, before every war, would never enter a war without first guiding the people. He would stand up in front of the army and he would tell them about the reality. He would remind them about the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And everyone knew Imam Ali. Unfortunately, yes, the people of Syria at that time did not know Imam Ali very well because of the propaganda that Muawiyah had spread in that area. But the people who are close to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the people who are in Iraq, the people who are in Hijaz, all of them knew who Imam Ali alayhi salam was. So Imam Ali alayhi salam here comes and he tells them about this reality. And one of the other things that he discusses there is he discusses about who deserves to be the true caliph of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ هُوَ جَدِيرٌ بِأَنْ يَكُونُ لِلْخِلَافَةِ. He wanted to explain about who was the one who deserved that position of Khilafah. This was his work and this was his job at that time, to explain the people. That was his duty. And this was one of those enlightening sermons that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave to create that awareness that was necessary for the people to take the right steps in their lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.